President Donald Trump today followed through on his campaign promise to cut federal funds to so-called sanctuary cities, including Philadelphia. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that it's still not clear what the impact of Trump's executive order will be.
President Trump's executive order didn't come as a surprise, but local immigrants affected by it still had strong reactions, says Peter Pedamonte of nonprofit The New Sanctuary Movement.
From what we've heard of our members, it's been a mix of really strong anger. I think also just exhaustion with the Trump administration. It's just being constant attacks.
Trump says many immigrants who stay in the U.S. illegally are a threat to national security and public safety. His order calls for cutting funds to so-called sanctuary cities, which he says are in violation of federal law. Joanna Kaye with the New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice disagrees with that interpretation.
They have the right not to collaborate with ICE. The law does not require them to do that. It is an optional program. It has always been an optional collaboration. And so cities and counties are well within their right to not do that.
There is no single legal definition of what a sanctuary city is. One example is Philadelphia, which has a formal policy limiting local cooperation with federal immigration agents. Kaye says all of that gray area means it's hard to know what the executive order will actually do.
The executive order doesn't actually create anything in terms of law. It is just a directive to look for these streams of funding. So it actually has not created anything concrete legally, right? It's a symbolic gesture.
To that end, supporters of the order, like Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Pat Toomey, say it's a good first step. But in a statement, Toomey said true immigration reform must come from Congress. He says only the legislative branch has the power to withhold millions of dollars in grants to sanctuary cities in hopes of forcing them to change their policies. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says without more information about what Trump's executive action means, his city will stick by its policy to only detain immigrants for the federal government when they have a warrant. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.